Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I welcome you to the series entitled Beneficial Stories from Riyadh al-Salihin, A Prophet Beaten by His People. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an narrated, "It is though I am looking at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while he is speaking to us about a prophet who was beaten by his people, causing him to bleed. As he wiped the blood from his face, he said, 'O Allah, forgive my people, for they do not know.'" Explanation. In this story, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about something that occurred to the prophets. The prophets are those whom Allah has entrusted with the message because they were suitable for that task. As Allah said, Allah knows best with whom to place his message. They are those qualified to carry the message and convey it and to give da'wah and to enjoin good and forbid evil and be patient upon that. The messengers were harmed with statements and actions, sometimes to the extent that were killed. Allah has clarified this in his book, the Quran, when he said to his prophet, "Verily many messengers were denied before you, but with patience they bore the denial and they were hurt till our help reached them. And none can alter the words of Allah. Surely there has reached you information about the messengers before you. If their aversion from you and from that which you have been sent is hard on you, then if you were able to seek a tunnel in the ground or ladder to the sky so that you may bring them a sign." Meaning, if you were able to do this, then do so. But if Allah had willed, He would have united them upon guidance. So never be of the ignorant. Meaning, for decreed wisdom they denied you until the truth was made clear from falsehood after struggling and debating. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about a prophet from the prophets whom those people beat him. They only beat him because they belied him, beating him until blood flowed from his face. So he began to wipe the blood from his face while saying, "O Allah, forgive me, for verily my people do not know." This is the highest extent of patience, because if a person is beaten for something, physically beaten for something from the worldly life, he will be enraged and seek revenge on those who beat him. But this prophet was giving da'wah. He was calling to Islam and he was not receiving any compensation for his da'wah. And he said, "O Allah, forgive my people, for verily they do not know." This, which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated to us, was narrated to us in order for us to reflect. He narrated this to us so that we may take it as a lesson and traverse and walk upon it. As Allah said in the Quran, translated, "Indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson for men of understanding." In this is a lesson that we should be patient upon the harms we receive from the statements and actions in the path of da'wah. We must be patient with what afflicts us and what we hear, or what is relayed to us, that which is said about us as a result of our giving da'wah. And we must take it as elevation in degrees and removing our sins. Perhaps our da'wah has errors in it, our sincerity has deficiencies in it, or perhaps there are some incompetence in the methods of giving da'wah. These harms we hear will be an atonement for our mistakes. Regardless of what the person does, he will be deficient and it will never be possible for his actions to be perfect except as Allah wills. Therefore, if he is afflicted with harms in the path of da'wah, then this patience is what will complete his da'wah and raise him in degrees. Let him seek the reward and not turn on his heels. Let him not say, "I'm not obligated, I am being harmed, I am tired." Rather, it is upon him to be patient. The dunya is not long, it is only days. The days will pass, so be patient until the affair of Allah comes.